If you're like me, you love the old hymns of the church, and I am so excited today to be able to interview a man who is known for the old hymns, and he's come out with a product that you're going to want to hear about, and there's a very special music at the end of the program, so stay tuned.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and I am so happy today to have Dino on my podcast. He goes by Dino. That's what I think of him, but his name is Dino Karsanakis, and he is famous. He has a show in Branson, Missouri. I think of him being affiliated with Catherine Kuhlman. Of course, Catherine has been in heaven now for around 40 years. So, Dino, you've been on the scene for a long, long time. You must have been very, very young when you were working with Catherine Kuhlman.
Well, let me tell you, Steve, there's not one day that goes by that I don't think of Catherine Kuhlman. 40 years, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that how long it's been? Because she had such an influence on my life. I was close to her for about 5 years. And we had her services with the Shrine Auditorium back in Pittsburgh and, of course, Tulsa. And I was right by her side, and I was able to be a part of a movement that was amazing. I mean, the supernatural movement of God. And when I saw her on the platform, even behind stage, before she went out there, I watched her, and I saw how she prayed and just paced back and forth the back. I can picture it right now, with her hands up to the Lord and saying, Lord, you know, your Holy Spirit go before me. That she depended solely on the Holy Spirit. And when she walked out on that stage, I'm sure you've been to one of her services, Steve, it was like a wind of the Holy Spirit that just came across hundreds and hundreds of people. And I've always wondered, what was the key to her miracles? Because I thought, would it be great to have that gift that she had back then? And not many people were doing what she was doing.
No, they weren't, but she was open to the Holy Spirit. And in fact, I did know her. I interviewed her. I was a very young journalist. I was a newspaper reporter, and she had a crusade in St. Petersburg, Florida, and it would have been in the spring of 75, and there was a bus going over. Somehow or other, I hooked up, rode over on the bus. There was a lady in our bus that I interviewed later that claimed to have been healed of very serious eye problems. And I went to the service. The newspaper sent a photographer. I have a framed copy of that article. It was in the Orlando Sentinel. It's in my office. And when Charisma started a few months later, I actually redid the article. I rewrote it, and it was in the second issue of Charisma. She was on our cover. And one of the things that I asked her about, and I wish I had a recording of that, I interviewed her after the service. She was still, the whole interview was done standing. She was still gesturing. You know, she was just really into it.
Oh, that was a personality, yeah.
Yeah, and I asked her who was going to take over her ministry someday, and I don't know why I asked her that, and she let me know that Jesus was going to come back first.
Before that happened,
and she was dead within a year. Of course, I had no idea, but I think that she knew that she was dying. And different people have kind of claimed her mantle, but there was only one Catherine Kuhlman. And, you know, I've read about her life and, of course, researched her enough to know about her. But she was just a very ordinary woman from Missouri who was available to the Holy Spirit. And she had an incredible impact. And the one nice thing about YouTube, which, of course, wasn't even around back then, is that you can go on YouTube and see some of those services. And they're magnificent.
You know, you said she was ordinary. She was ordinary, but not ordinary. How should I say this? She had a real presence. You know, she walked in the room, I mean, you would turn around and look at her. The way she looked and her height, and she was slim, and the way she did the movements on stage. People said, was that put on? No, because I was with her off the stage. After the healing service, she and I would go out to have dinner somewhere so she could unwind. And let me back up a little bit. I'm not sure how much time we have here. I know we're talking about Catherine a lot.
Well, and a nice thing about a podcast, Dino, is it can be as long or short as we want it to be. And I want to talk about these hymns, but, you know, everyone knows you with Catherine Kuhlman. And, of course, there are a lot of the younger people who only remember her as a name. So you go ahead and tell us that story.
Well, let's back up a little bit. When I first met her, it was in Los Angeles. I think it's called the Web Agency. It was an advertising agency. They kind of handled some of her publicity. And I met her in the hallway, and she came towards me. I mean, I thought I was looking at experiencing an actress from the 30s. You know what I'm saying? She was very dynamic, and she looked at me, and she pointed her finger right at me and said, "You're Dino." And I said, "Yes." And honestly, I'd never met a woman like her. She just drew me right into her, whatever conversation she wanted to have with me. She wanted to know about my family, number one. She knew that I had a Greek heritage. She really admired that. Fast forward, we got acquainted really well, where she even like wanted to hang out with my family. She loved my grandmother because she was a strong, praying woman. If you were to visualize my Greek grandma, she looked like Golda Meir with the black and the same kind of look, strong in the Lord. And she prayed me through a miracle when people said I was going to be born dead. She saw the vision where the enemy was strangling the child within my mother's body, trying to destroy me. Well, that's another story in itself, okay? But she loved being with my family. And we grew very close in a real family relationship. And we'd go out to eat, and, you know, and I like to have fun and talk and just kind of be myself. She had a lot of people around her, but they were kind of like, how should I say it, idling her, or, and she didn't like that. And they were not really kind of their own person. But I was able to just relax and have a good time, and we'd talk and eat. And the very first question I remember asking her out to dinner, I said, "Catherine, what is the secret to those miracles? They're amazing. What I saw today from backstage, just peeking out the side there, I mean, I saw goiters dissolve. I saw, what is it? Tell me." She says, "Dino, sometimes I'm amazed," she would say. "It's just not me. It's just the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit." And then I kept thinking about what she did on the platform. Let me tell you, the word that describes the miracles is love. She loved the people. She walked out there and embraced those 5,000 people as though they were in a room just alone with her. And with that love and that passion to see healings in their bodies, in their spirits, especially salvation, people are healed left and right. But love is very powerful. Catherine Kuhlman had that. And I've learned that a long time ago. When I walk out on a platform or stage, that audience is important to me. It's about them. It's not about me.
Absolutely. And I think of certain songs with her. I think of He Touched Me, but there had to be other songs that she liked and that you even played at her crusades.
Well, He's a Savior of My Soul, right? Remember that one?
I sure do. Was that her favorite, or do you know what her favorite was?
He Touched Me was the one, the Bill Gaither song, and that just came out. And I'm not sure if I introduced it to her or someone close to us introduced it to her, and she just picked that up, and that became her theme song. I presented to her Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia. Know that chorus?
Of course.
She used that at every service. And that was written by a young man in Southern California. His name was Jerry Sinclair. I will never forget, he came into the office, Catherine Kuhlman's office. I was there. Catherine was not there. And he said, "I was praying yesterday, and the Spirit of God gave me this melody. And all it was Alleluia." And he gave me the music. And he says, "I want Catherine Kuhlman to have this."
Boy, that's a beautiful song. It impacted so many people.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So, you know, that foundation has been with me. And I did play the hymns, even in her crusade. I was raised on the hymns. The very first song Steve ever played, 3 years old, was At the Cross, At the Cross. When my mother was standing behind me, and the Lord spoke to her in her spirit, saying, "This is the gift I've given your son. He's going to evangelize through the piano throughout the world." What am I now, 77 years old? It's hard to believe. You have to think, when I was three, how many years ago that was, and who ever heard of a pianist evangelizing?
Yet you've done that for all these decades.
No such thing, but God had called me into that. And when I walk out on stage, I depend solely on the Holy Spirit. So when I hit those keys, they go right out into the hearts of people, and it brings them into an atmosphere of worship, an atmosphere of love and healing. We've seen many healings take place in our concerts, in our ministry. So now I'm bringing back the hymns. About a year ago, when Dr. Billy Graham passed away, I sat down at the piano in my living room. Cheryl had the iPhone, and we did a live Facebook. It was a Tuesday night, and I played. I dressed up, wore a tie. I wanted to look good because I had such a respect for Dr. Billy Graham in my own living room. And I looked into the camera while I was sitting on the piano saying, "I'd like to play the songs in dedication to Dr. Billy Graham, the songs that you would have heard in the crusade which we don't hear that often in our churches anymore. For the past 10 years, hymns have been going downhill in churches. I said, I want to play these. So I start playing, of course, his great hymn of invitation, Just As I Am. I played, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. It Is Well With My Soul. I mean, all those. And I received over 500,000 hits, people texting saying, thank you so much. We don't hear these hymns anymore. Thank you. Thank you. Please keep playing them. It was as though the Lord was saying to me, Dino, you've got to do something about this. You need to bring the hymns back to our church. Now, let me say this, that I love some of the great new things that have come out. You know, Bill Gaither and some of the new anointed praise and worship. You know, there's anointed and there's not anointed. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Yes, you're right.
That lasts forever. But the hymns, when you sing a hymn, nothing but the blood of Jesus, and you sing it in the congregation, even today, the place lights up. It's like the Holy Spirit just comes into that room and just people sing it with such force. The lyrics are founded on the Word of God, doctrinally correct. So because of that Facebook and the amazing response, the Lord laid on my heart and Cheryl's heart to put out a new hymnal. And immediately the title came to me, which is Hymn Restoration, Bringing the Hymns Back. And this project has been a passion in our lives for the past year and a half. We put out the hymnal. It has the hymn on the left side. It's got a little historical background on the right. Cheryl wrote the devotions on the right for every one of those hymns, 101. So it gives a little bit of background. Why did Fanny Crosby write this song? Why did Wesley, why were these written? And then she gives a devotion and it ends with a prayer. 101 of those. So this is what has been released recently. And then I sat down on the piano. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to play these so people can sing along with them. The shut-ins, perhaps people that can't go to church or in your Bible study, or perhaps in the church where there are no pianos anymore. So I played 101 of these hymns exactly the way they are in the hymnal, but I kind of, you know, fancied up a little bit, but enough where people can hear melody and sing along. First verse, second verse, and sometimes third verse. 101 of them.
This is absolutely marvelous. You know, you sent me one, I guess, as promotion. I get a lot of these kinds of things, not hymns necessarily, but a lot of books, a lot of music. And boy, I stuck it in my computer, and I mean, just instantly, I think I know every single one of these hymns.
Oh, yeah.
And I've listened to them over and over. I listen to it in the car. I'm holding the hymnal in my hand. It's a beautiful product. It is almost like a devotional. There's beautiful artwork, and this is just something, and I said, Dino, I want to do something. I don't normally do podcasts quite like this, but I wanted to do that, and with your permission, I want to play this, and I think because At the Cross was the first one, I think that's the one I'd like to play at the end of the podcast, and tell my listeners how they can connect to you. Tell them a little bit about what you're doing there in Branson.
Okay.
And the nice thing about a podcast is people can stop it and back it up and write it down again if they miss it.
Thank you for allowing me to do this. I really appreciate it. I don't take this for granted. As a result of the Hymn Restoration Hymn Book, we are in about 2 or 3 weeks going on a tour of Hymn Revival. Hymn Revival. We are taking these hymns to churches throughout the United States of America. We're starting with the whole month of September. And Steve, the pastors have been calling us. The concert promoters say, please bring it here. We want that hymn revival. And the whole month of September, almost every night is booked. And that happened within a week or two. That's how much favor God has got on this. And he wants the people to come back to where it all started for these great hymns of the church. So we're embarking a tour starting September 1st. And my itinerary will be on my Facebook, which is Dino Fan Page. Dino, D-I-N-O, Fan, F-A-N, Page. You get on there and just scroll down. As a matter of fact, you'll see our Tuesday nights on there. We're on every Tuesday live. At 7 o'clock, Cheryl is on. She does her Bible studies from 7 to 8. I do the music from 8 to 9, but we pray and we sing and we just join in. We've got a mass audience that it's like one of the biggest prayer warrior circles that God has given to us. And on Facebook, people pray for each other. And we're hearing miracles. People just said, gentlemen, so that they said, I was healed of cancer. I went back to my doctor. No longer cancer. The doctor can't believe that. Through Facebook, the prayer through the Facebook. So you can get the itinerary or join us on Tuesday nights. And that's how, you know where we are. And hopefully, perhaps by next year, we plan to travel throughout the United States. We'll be taking more dates. And if you know of a church in your area, just let us know. You could even send information on my email address, my personal email address. I would know mine. That's dinok.bck@gmail.com. dinok.bck@gmail.com. And then if you want to get the hymnal and the CD, the hymnal, you can Google that and get it on Google 100 cents. Already we're in our third printing of that. Or you can come to my, listen to this, you can like this, Steve. You know I make cakes, you know that. We sell our wonderful carrot cake.
I've heard that.
Oh, do you like carrot cake?
Doesn't everyone?
Some people don't like carrots, but a lot of people do. I would love to send you one someday. You've got to taste my carrot cake.
Oh, I've got to. Listen, I love carrot cake because carrots are healthy. So it's a
healthy
cake.
Come on. Yes. And if you don't kill, you don't want the rest, just pick the carrots out. That's all. But anyway, we have a company called 2424 Carrot Cake Company, K-A-R-R-O-T. What you do, you'll get on BransonCakes.com. BransonCakes.com. And on that store, you will be able to see all my CDs and especially the hymn and the book. If you want to get it through there, you can get it through BransonCakes.com. That's where you go.
That's great. And as we wrap up the podcast, is there anything you'd like to say about this music that we're going to hear at the cross? And we will just end the podcast with this beautiful music.
And someday I want to see the folks have that hymnal in front of them while they listen to the CDs and read the wonderful devotion that Cheryl wrote and let the music play in the background. Actually, she's coming out with an audio book. Cheryl will be reading the devotional as I'm playing in the background. The first one is already done. There are going to be about four or five in the series, and those are already selling. So that's another way to listen to it. But I want people to read the lyrics and receive what some of these great men of God, Methodists and Presbyterians and all these great authors from different denominations back then. These hymns go across the board. I don't care what denomination you are. Everybody can relate to these great hymns. And share them with your young people. Give them as a gift. Give this as a gift, this book, these CDs, to your grandchildren. What a heritage. And they're going to read this and go, wow, this is cool. You know, because young people are not hearing the hymns. And that's what I'm crusading for, that young people will be able to understand what these great hymns are saying and use them in their wherever circles that they travel in. Also, I want to just say I appreciate what you are doing, Steve, with this podcast. Thousands, I understand that thousands and thousands and thousands of people listen to this. And I pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will just come upon them, even as you speak and your interviews and whatever happens there, because I know where your heart is. I know how Charisma started from day one. I was probably right there with Catherine Kuhlman. She was on the second cover, correct?
That's right. And I got a very nice letter from her thanking me for the article. And of course, I didn't really realize then how important it would be to me later. But she's a great woman of God. And I just thank you for your ministry. You've blessed so many people. And now this beautiful music that has blessed me personally and will continue to into the future. And as we wrap up this edition of the Strang Report, I want to thank my listeners for listening. But stay tuned, because we're going to end with this beautiful rendition by Dino of At the Cross. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which cost around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.